So are our kids spending too much time on their screens? We kind of know the answer to that, but where do they go and play as an alternative, as recreational playgrounds are on the decrease? So we have two people to talk about this. We have Dr. Arik Sigmund, a screen time expert and author of the report, as well as Mark Hardy, who's the chairman of Association of Play Industries. Hello, welcome you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Right, let's start with the screen time first of all. I have a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old, and yes, I can witness that they spend too much time on their screens. Is this a bad thing?
To be blunt, yeah. This is not to say that you're a bad mommy. I have got four kids. I have the same problems that you do. It isn't good. My kids spend more time than I'd like, but they spend less time than some other families. It's a problem we all have. And I think what we have to do is now recognize it. And parents need support. They need some guidelines to know what is healthy and what's not healthy. That's why I wrote the report.
Okay. Now, if they spend too much time on their screens, obviously this leads to bad things, doesn't it? Tell us about the effects of having too much screen time.
Well, the main concern from doctors is body fat. By the time children leave primary school, they have the highest levels of body fat in our history. We also have the highest levels of type 2 diabetes in children, the highest levels of mental illness, and now the highest levels of children going to NHS sleep clinics for sleep disorders. These are all linked with a lack of outdoor play and very high levels of recreational screen time. So let me make it clear. We're not talking about the use of screens for reading the book, the Bible, or Shakespeare on a tablet. Mm-hmm. We're talking about straightforward recreational screen time. The average between ages 5 and 15 is 5 hours a day of entertainment screen time. It's gone up by 50% in the last decade, and it continues to rise. So we do need to do something about this because it's cutting dramatically into the amount of time that they're actually moving every day, and it's not good for them.
I totally agree with that. Now, the problem I have, and probably as many parents, I'm going to echo it this, is that I say, okay, guys, why don't you go out and play? And we have a trampoline in the garden. I think my cats go on it more than my kids at the moment. And how do I get them off the screens to then go and do something else?
Well, very simply, in other countries, the governments have issued screen time guidelines. On average, most of these countries, like the US Department of Health, the Australian Department of Health, Canadians say, 2 hours a day should be enough of entertainment screen time. You need to talk to the kids about why this is not just mommy and daddy disapproving of young, funky, tech-savvy kids having a good time on their screens. It's a medical issue now, and mommy and daddy are concerned about too much screen time. So you can have some screen time, just like you can have some sweets, but there has to be a limit. And work out what that limit is and when the screen time is going to take place, and then the screens are off. And when the screens are off, we find they're more likely to hate boredom and more likely to go outside to cure it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now talking about outside, Mark, we'll bring you in here. Now, I used to take the kids to playgrounds and things like that, and that is an alternative. Obviously, at their age now, they may feel that they're a bit too old for it, my kids especially. But we have two playgrounds in our village, and hence why I wanted to do the interview as well, is because, and both of them have now gone into disrepair. There's like one item in the playground that they can use. And it's terrible. And the village is desperately trying to get the money to raise funds to get it all sorted. Is this a common theme in the UK?
So, you asked Arik there, why would the children not want to be on their iPads or their TVs or whatever? Well, if you've got one sad-looking piece of play equipment on the local, common area, why would they want to go there? So we've done a number of freedom of information requests over the last couple of years, and this is a worrying, it's an alarming trend. 347 actual closures between 2014 and today. And local authority estimates further reductions in spending out to 2021. And so play areas are disappearing. They're going into disrepair. And so our approach here is actually very simple. We are spending billions in an already stretched National Health Service on solving and treating the impacts of these things. childhood obesity, mental health issues. That's not even to mention, you know, social and racial problems. It isn't just about getting kids active. It's also about getting them socially active and communicating. And if your kids don't want to get out because there's nothing there, you need something that's going to attract other members of the community. So you need other kids to be there to attract other kids. And to do that, you need something that's attractive and appealing to multi-age ranges. You mentioned you thought that your 9 and 11-year-olds were too old for the play areas. Well, imagine a basketball hoop next to a bus stop or something like that. It doesn't need to be a complex, you know, fenced-off play area. We're talking about making areas that are appealing to get people active and socially interactive. And so instead of spending the billions in fixing things, let's spend a few thousand, a few hundred thousand or whatever on solving the root causes of these issues by creating some areas that actually attract people.
Yeah, of course, it is a bit of a vicious circle, isn't it? They've got nowhere to play, so then they play inside. So then, you know, it's kind of all of that. I suppose the government don't see this as a big priority, though, do they? The play areas? Is it quite far down on their list?
I don't believe it's on their list at all, is my personal view. I think government have devolved responsibility for this to the local authorities. Local authority budgets are squeezed, as we know. And so, you know, you have potholes all over the roads, or you've got a local play area where it already has some equipment. What will you prioritise? You don't want those insurance claims for your broken wheels or whatever, so you'll spend the money there, which means that your local play area goes into disrepair. And then, of course, who picks up the bill in the end? Well, the National Health Service, which is not a locally funded. So, you know, the local authorities are sort of devolving that responsibility. The government is devolving the responsibility. I don't think it's on their agenda.
Yeah, so it's really to start right at the basics, isn't it? So, say like for my village then, what can we do to get those play areas back, you know, to a good standard?
You know what? I was in Paris yesterday and the guy said, "We can't believe you British. Something happens and you just sort of shrug your shoulders and go, oh, and you moan with one another." They would be absolutely in the streets complaining and campaigning to make sure it didn't happen. And we do just reluctantly, what will you do in your village? You'll get together with other members of the community and you'll fundraise yourselves to resolve this problem. And incidentally, I think that's a great thing to do. And I think it's a way of fixing things. But I do think it's sort of letting the government off the hook.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realise until we started looking into it how expensive all of that equipment is as well. So it does take a big group of people to get going. But, you know, we're going to do it and we will achieve it, like you say. This is it's sort of like, as I say, the more we talk about it, the more we see where the basics is, and then we need to sort of stop the children playing on their screen time. So if we do want to find out more information, first of all, Dr. Arik, where can we find your report?
Right. It should be on the APA website. That's api-play.org. You hit that, the report or a summary of the report is immediately available, and parents can actually see the strong evidence which we're talking about today and what they can do about it. So I strongly suggest they hit that website, api-play.org.
Okay, you've got me thinking about it, so I think I need to limit the screen time. And Mark as well, where can we find out more details about, you know, play industries and all that sort of thing?
The exact same website. I mean, if you Google API Play, I'm sure that'll find you there. But the actual website, as Arik said, is api-play.org.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for talking to us today then, and best of luck with the campaigns for going forward. Thank you very much. Thank you.